you know, most of the things, like most of the, like, you know, articles and things that I had access to when I was like looking at this stuff, and like, you know, as I've been like transitioning, you know, whatever that even means, but you know, it's like all, you know, mostly presented in this very like, I was born in the wrong body, or like, you know, I don't know, just whatever. And it's kind of, you know, the actual like quote unquote gender change is like the cure or whatever for like what it is. And for me, it's like I kind of more feel like I haven't changed genders, like I haven't changed anything really, like, you know, social like markers, social things, like the way that people see me like have changed. And so like the way that people perceive my gender has definitely changed, and people put me into a different quote unquote gender category than they used to. But it's like, I mean, I've always acted this way, like I've always identified this way. I don't think that I ever really had a name for my gender to begin with, and I continue to not, you know. I mean, I really see it, you know, my personal lived experience is like, you know, a perfect example of why, you know, there's like the gender binary is problematic, and why, you know, our social categorization of people, you know, into these like two very distinct sort of categories is, you know, a huge problem. I mean, you know, not even to mention, you know, I mean, there's, you know, several folks who are born every single day who are, you know, intersexed, which is, I mean, that used to be like the term for hermaphrodite, but, you know, it's folks, I mean, you know, now it's called intersex, but it's not, you know, people who were born, you know, with ambiguous genitalia, or, you know, XXY, XYY, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, variations. So it's so weird, I think, anyway, to have these two sort of distinct classes. But yeah, it is interesting, because it's like, I think about, you know, things like, you know, what's it like to experience life in two genders? And it's like, you know, I mean, I'm both male and female, and I'm neither male nor female. So it's kind of like, I have no way to answer that, because, you know, I mean, I don't know, even like, I guess every experience that a quote unquote woman has is drastically different from, you know, so many other women. So it's like, I mean, how, I don't know, I don't even know how to begin to, I can talk about, you know, what it was like for me to be perceived as a woman, and now to be perceived as a man, but I can't, yeah, I don't know, it gets weird. It definitely gets weird.
You said, you know, you've said a lot about how you don't really like a lot of times how you kind of, the privilege that you've had,
right,
being perceived as a man and stuff, but you also said that you've been happier since you started taking testosterone,
right,
overall. Why is it that you're, you know, that you've been happier, do you think?
Wow, I don't know. You know, that is probably, that is the one thing that I've tried to like wrap my head around for myself, and I can't, honestly, I don't have an answer. Like, I don't know, because, and it's something, I mean, if there is a feeling of guilt that I have, I think throughout this whole experience, or this whole, you know, well, yeah, this whole experience would be like that. Like, I can't, I mean, I can sit here and tell people that, like, you know, well, I identify as genderqueer, and it's, you know, it's society that's screwed up, and like, you know, it's society, I mean, like, people look at me, you know, and I don't know. I think that, I mean, my only answer, I guess, would be that I feel like if our society treated gender differently, and if, you know, the way that, you know, if what it, I guess here's a way to say that. In our society, I feel like people who are born with vaginas and breasts and, you know, these different, like, chromosomes or whatever, it's like, that means, like, this huge thing. It's like, I don't know, like, being perceived as male or being perceived as female in our culture has such huge meanings behind it, and I don't fit in with, I mean, I guess I just, I've never been able to relate to, like, what it's supposed to, quote-unquote, mean to be, quote-unquote, female, you know. I've never been able to even try to, like, you know, be comfortable, like, wearing dresses or makeup or, you know, any of that stuff. So, I don't know, I guess my only answer would be, in a perfect world, in a perfect, you know, circumstance or perfect society or whatever, you know, gender wouldn't mean what it means today. And so, you know, it wouldn't matter if I, you know, look like a woman or look like a man. Like, you know, people would, you know, ask before they, you know, start calling me she or he, or people would, you know, I don't know, like, it just wouldn't matter. But I think that, I don't know, sorry, this is a really wordy, like, response to that, but I feel like that's an extremely important question. I mean, I can't really explain why I'm more comfortable, you know, being perceived as a man. Like, I don't know, like, what it is exactly about that, other than, but see, even there, it's like, I mean, you know, what our society, you know, what it means to be a man in our society, like, I don't agree with either. I guess maybe it's the lesser of two evils.